Easily A. Richardson.
All right, you know, I guess I'll just, you know, start now. You know, I usually start like, hey, I'm Buck Lanters, you know. No response, hey, you know. People ask me if I'm famous, you know. They really do, you know. And I have this way that I present myself, you know, the way I walk, and the way, you know, people think I'm famous, so I'm like, yeah, you know, like I'm a comedian, you know, and I've been on the comedy stage a bunch of times, you know. The comedy stage, man. You know, when people hear that, they just, like, you know, furrow their eyebrows, and they're like, what the hell, you know? And I say that even, you know, I was even a semi-regular on the animated show, Mr. Cuckoo.
No way!
I play a robotic chinchilla, you know? And, you know, it's not a speaking part, you know, I just make noises like... the comedy station, man. You know, man, you're the comedy station. You know, I think more people have the home contemplating your navel channel than the comedy station, you know? But seriously, you know, I realize that I'm on the lowest rung of show business ladder. You know, I'm just one step below the extras on the cereal commercials. Do you ever see these kids? You know, it's the saddest thing. You know, there's this main kid who says something like, this is tasty cereal, right? And then there's this kid's brother or sister, you know, your long lost, you know, 15th cousin. You know, they just sit there and smile. You know, I'm just slightly less famous than that kid, you know, the cereal extra kid, you know? people talk about terrible things they've done to other people, you know, like when they're in a group. You know, like I'm out with my friends, and there's this girl I don't know, you know, and she says, like, you know, I used to go out with this guy, you know, and he talked to another girl, so I set his motorcycle on fire and killed his mom, you know, and everyone laughs, you know, because this is like happening to another person, you know, it's just really ridiculous.
People sounds like a loony.
All right? You know, and let me tell you, you know, people are funny, you know, one thing I could never understand is balconies, you know, what the hell are these things, you know, people, you know, are like in love with the idea of balconies, but when do people ever use them, you know? You never see anyone on one, you know? Like I went over to my friend's house. He was like, yo, it'll be cool, you know? We can hang out on the balcony. So we, like, go out there, and it's, like, bugs, and it's hot, and we're looking out on this depressing neighborhood, you know? And I'm like, wow, man, here I am on the balcony, you know? It's like,
awesome.
Oh, hey, man, instead of sitting in the living room watching something cool on TV, we're here, like, watching reality, you know? Who the hell wants to watch that? You know? And, you know, on another subject, you know, what's with the peanuts? You know, I hear that guy died and the strip is over. You know, it's a shame, you know. The guy only did about 350,000 of the friggin' strips. And I still people want more, you know. You know, when is enough enough, all right, folks? When is enough enough? You know, let me just tell you, that's my catchphrase, all right, Gilman, you know. When is enough enough? That's like my trademark. Anyway. You know, and, you know, you have Snoopy, okay? You know, who's a beagle, you know? You know, he looks nothing at all like a beagle, but still they insist on pointing out, you know, all the time that he's a beagle. So what I want to know is, what species of bird was Woodstock? Is he a canary? I mean, a woodpecker, a pelican? I mean, what the hell is this friggin' little guy? You know, and he would always talk and scribble, like, you know, while Snoopy talked perfect English, you know, perfectly, you know? No, I'm sorry, he thought it, you know, a little thought bubble, you know? But on the TV cartoons, you know, he's a friggin' mute. He can't even talk at all in the cartoon. I say, let all these cartoon animals speak, and let the poor kid in the cereal commercial speak, too. Okay? Well, folks, thank you very much. I'll be appearing at Club Hobo Metro from the 16th to 18th, and after that, I'll be hanging around, you know, some used CD stores, making the poor fools in there laugh a little. Good night. So, that's basically my act, but I mean, you know, that's what my current act is, you know?
Let me tell you.
Yeah?
First of all, my reaction to it. First of all, you're very loud. You're very obnoxious. Well, and you also, like, go off on all different directions. Like, you don't stick with one point. You go from one point to the other. Granted, it has some funny things going on in there.
Didn't you think the stuff about the cereal commercial was funny?
Well, the cereal thing was funny and all that kind of thing. But, you know, the thing that really kind of got me was the fact that, you know, like, you didn't speak clearly. You know, you were, like, trying to, like, you know, mumble your words. You're going too fast. Your style was kind of hoarse. And, you know, you just weren't, like, going with the flow.
Right, what about, you got to admit, the thing about balconies. I mean, everyone, no one ever thinks about this, but everyone sees this, you know?
Yes, I understand that. But, you know, you also have to keep in mind, you know, that people might not take your view too kindly about the balcony situation. And people might not take too kindly the whole thing about the Snoopy. Now, the whole thing with the Snoopy and the Woodstock, that's a classic, total classic. And here you are ripping it to pieces. And, you know, the man just died. You know, let him rest in peace.
You know? Comedy, what can I say? You know, what about the, you know, I'm making fun of the comedy station.
I understand.
I mean, you know.
But, Buck, that whole situation was a classic. and you tore it to shreds.
Oh, come on, man. I really think there's going to be too few people react to this stuff, you know?
I understand, but, you know, I really don't think people are going to react to it positively. I really think you need to tone down on your tone, and you also need to tone down on your character. I mean, your character is just so abrasive,
oh, you know,
so rude, and so crude.
You know, I thought you were a fan of my material. Well, now this.
Well, you know, the way I have to, now I hear you right in front of me and stuff like that, and, you know, I'm trying to be a friend to you, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, be your mortal enemy. I just want to let you know that I'm trying to give you some constructive criticism,
oh,
you know, to help you out, you know.
That's
and
great. You know, I'm sitting in the middle of a slump with Bublé Richardson, you know, and I'm feeling all good about myself, like maybe we'll get another project going, and I do like a killer set of material, and then you tear me apart. Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, you have to understand one thing, is that I'm trying to mold you and try to improve you. Yes, I'm trying to make you a better comedian. You have a lot of potential, Buck. I'm just trying to mold that potential.
Oh, man. Oh, you know, we've been sitting here for like 3 or 4 hours now, and I don't get it. Where is this Jocasta?
You know, she might not be meeting us here. She'll be meeting us in another location.
What? What do you mean she may not be meeting us here?
I think she might be meeting us at the mall.
The mall? What do you mean, a friggin' mall? I mean, that's ridiculous. Oh, man, you know. I mean, you're, like, wasting my time here. I mean, look. I don't know about this Jocasta person, but listen, this top secret project, just tell me something about it. You got to give me something at this point. I've been waiting here this long.
Okay, well, it is a top secret project, but I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah?
It involves the internet.
The internet? The friggin' internet? Oh, man, you know, you are sick. I'm going to get the hell out of this swamp. The internet is for losers.
No, it's not.
No,
don't leave. No, this is a great project. You're missing out. No, don't. No, I'm not losing. You're missing out.